This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big day here at the Big K.
Is it ever?
Larry Richard with Michael Bartley joining me in studio. He's preparing to give us a preview starting at 9 o'clock of our Democratic mayoral primary debate between incumbent Ed Gainey and Cory O'Connor, the challenger.
This is big. This is very big. So at 9 o'clock, this studio we're in, we have to get you out of here so they can modify it a little bit to get the candidates in. So that we have, because our live streaming, as you know, is very popular. People all around the country watch our live streaming on the Big K Morning Show and throughout the day.
It's a super, I'll tell you what, technologically advanced.
Oh, it's huge. It's like what you might as well be watching TV at home. Wait. But guess what? So I have to do, I'll be in that smaller studio over there. My guest will be John Delano at 9 o'clock, and we're going to preview you and Lenny are hosting Ed Gainey, Cory O'Connor. This is going to be big. This has, and John and I are going to be talking about the fact that this election between these two,
right?
It's gotten personal. It's gotten rough. There's no question about it, but it has national implications, and the national media are now covering this, Larry. And the one story is the NBC News story. And I believe this is the last debate, I think.
They aired one last night on Channel 19, which is KDK Plus.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah. I missed that. But they, you know, they tape those during the day.
Correct.
This debate.
Live.
Here we go. This is why the last one's live. It's an hour long. Was last night's a half hour?
No, it was a full hour.
Oh, it was a full hour? Okay. So, but listen, this is a struggle between and Summer Lee, city council people talk to NBC News. This is a struggle between the ultra left progressives and the moderates. And who's going to prevail in the city of Pittsburgh? This is going to be very, very interesting because Democrats, as you know, there's been such speculation. What's the future of the Democratic Party? There's so much infighting. This is sort of a microcosm, this election, of what it is and where we're going. So, you know, you and Lenny have a big task here today.
Well, what I appreciate is we've taken input for questions from our audience.
Absolutely.
Our team here, and try to create what we believe are the most important questions that the citizens want answered. And we'll give each candidate a chance to answer those. And then hopefully you walk away and develop, if you didn't already going in, feel very strongly one way or another, maybe this will be the difference. However, to your point, in primaries, traditionally, you don't have nearly the voter turnout.
Correct.
Who can energize their support and get them to the polls on May 20th?
That's the most critical question right now. If you ask Ed Gainey and Corey O'Connor off camera this morning, off mic, what's your biggest concern? It's getting out the vote, because, you know, in a Democratic primary, which they call a family fight, or a Republican primary, which they call a family fight, the primaries, the off major elections, might not reach 30%. I think in the city of Pittsburgh, this one will, because it's garnered so much.
And that could be the case, and we'll find out. Also, on the other side, the Republicans have two candidates.
Yeah.
Tony Moreno, who was registered as a Democrat in the last mayoral race, mm-hmm. and then had enough write-in votes to qualify to change parties and be representative there. And Thomas West. What do we know about Thomas West?
Thomas West was a business owner in East Liberty. He moved his business, I guess, still in the city, but, you know, a registered Republican. He's sort of catching on a little bit. You know, Tony Moreno is more public safety minded, as you know, as a retired police officer. Thomas West is a businessman, hoping that we can get, you know, the bottom line under control in the city of Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, given the registration, given how we know about the city rolls, whoever wins the Republican primary, it's going to have a major uphill battle. And I'm not afraid to say that.
Well,
that's just what the reality is.
Well, the last time there was a Republican mayor in Pittsburgh, the 30s.
Yeah. And I just every time, you know, the margins are so wide that it's really, really difficult. Now, should we be kicking aside the Republicans here? Absolutely not. No way. There are a lot of people in the city of Pittsburgh, but, you know, it's interesting about if you're a Republican in the city of Pittsburgh, a lot of Republican friends I know are registered as Democrats. And I'm like, well, why is that? And they say, so we could vote for mayor, so we could vote in the primary because Other than that, we don't have much control. And I'm just saying the reality. I'm not tearing down any factions here, but they say if they couldn't vote for their city council person because it's so overwhelmingly Democratic.
Yes, for those that don't know, in a primary in this state, you can only vote for your party, your registered party.
Yeah, it's not an open primary like in other states.
And if you're an independent, you have no vote in a primary.
Yeah, and they're looking at that. But Pennsylvania, we always seem to be maybe a step or two
behind.
I think so, politically.
All right.
In terms of the machinations.
Michael Bartley with me. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the conclave.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh,
coming
I
out
watched
next.
It. Yeah, I want that Filipino guy.
We got the names
all
for
right.
you of the,
oh, we do?
The top three.
And then I want to ask Aaron about that sandwich yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
We'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather updates, and you can, through our live stream, watch what goes on in these studios. And most of the time, you might say, I see Marty, I see Colin, I see Michael Bartley. But in this case today, we have gone over the top with our technology here for the debate.
Oh, boy.
Officially at 9:30 for a full hour live.
As soon as you're finished at 9, you got to get out and let the engineers come in and turn this around. They're going to be in this room. Huh?
Yes, and Aaron and I were watching the live stream of the chimney over the Sistine Chapel.
I watched all that coverage yesterday.
Well, today we saw it live. Just as we were on the air, Aaron, we saw the black smoke come out, and behind it on the peak of the roof was a seagull.
I saw that too.
What should we call it, Michael?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, Aaron, I wanted to ask you something. Larry wants to talk about the conclave, but did you have the kielbasa yesterday?
I did.
Wait a minute. I was mad. Even, guess what?
What?
PJ said to me, where were you for the food trucks?
Right.
I couldn't make it.
Oh.
I couldn't make it. I was sad.
So our Odyssey team, our big, big boss, Michael Spaccipoli, he brought in a bunch of food trucks for the staff.
It looked like a blast.
We had 5 radio stations, and we had the pizza cart, Solo Pizza, with Phil Spano.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Very good.
You should have come.
We had the dogs.
Yeah.
Yinzer dog. Wait, Aaron, did it have the peppers on it?
It had the peppers. And what cheese is that, Larry?
I can't tell. It's
wait.
A secret.
Oh, no, but Larry, wait a minute.
We should
no,
have
but
known.
She said,
it was
and
delicious.
I didn't know you had that. The day before, Aaron was like, Michael, are you coming for the... the trucks tomorrow, and I said I can't. I have I'm doing a production, and she said, did you ever have Larry's kibasi? What? And I said, well, what's on it? She said it was peppers and some kind of cheese. I want to know right now what that cheese is.
So good.
It's a provolone.
Oh, okay.
Yes, anyway. That makes sense. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, that's oh man. I'm so sorry I missed that.
And you know, Aaron. Michael is following this conclave very closely.
Aaron, I can't help it.
It is so interesting. I'm not even going to, like, it really is.
Okay, you know the natural sound of the doors that closed yesterday?
Yes.
That was just so medieval, sort of like a throwback. It's just this intrigue. And you know that, Aaron, I was in the Sistine Chapel. I was in... at the Vatican. Larry, you remember I was with Lou Astorino and then Bishop Wuerl.
Lou Astorino was the architect.
I know,
that designed
of the Chapel of the Holy Spirit.
The Pope's Chapel.
And you know the Domus Sancta Marta where the...
You
where
don't
the,
have to swear at me. The,
wait, the Domus Sancta Marta where the hotel is where Francis lived.
That was funded by Gene Connolly.
I know it was. And that's where Francis lived. And he went downstairs every morning to say Mass at the Chapel of the Holy Spirit.
Lou Astorino designed.
And then the first, when Francis died, his casket was placed right there before it went to the Basilica. So I was so...
Lou's quite a talent.
And we met John Paul II.
You did?
Yeah, David Solomon and I. Stacy Smith was...
I remember when
Stacy,
he went.
Do you remember that? That was, Larry's 20 years ago. Stacy was on the air with me. 2 weeks ago, we were walking down memory lane because we met that Pope walking up to the papal library. But it was an interfaith trip.
You met John?
Yes, I did.
You
most
met
certainly
a saint.
Did. And he gave me rosary beads. I was crying my eyes out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Honestly. Yeah.
They made him a saint after he met you.
I know they did. Don't talk. But wait, what about the conclave? I'm rooting for that Filipino guy.
So?
That cardinal. I like him.
Why?
Because he looks so innocent. He's sort of in the... They call him the Asian Francis. Did you know that?
Luis Antonio Tagle.
Yeah, that's him.
Is from the Philippines.
I love him.
He's 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was made a cardinal by Pope Benedict.
Uh-huh.
And then the odds makers are saying there are two other favorites.
Yeah.
Pietro Parolin, who's 70, yeah, from Italy.
And Parolin was the one that sort of like was very like joined at the hip with Francis there.
Francis.
And Vatican politics stuff. Go ahead.
Pope Francis appointed him.
Mm-hmm.
And Perabattista Pizzaballa.
Pizzaballa. I love that name.
He's just 60 years old.
And he's the one that was in Israel, right? No. Yeah.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So those are the three they consider the top candidates by people that are in the know.
Uh-huh. I think a Filipino would be truly wonderful for the church. I do. Just as a matter of, you know, a different face, and he seems to be such a cool, inclusive cat.
Well, what are you as a born and bred Catholic?
And I'm still I still go
Catholic
every Sunday, and everyone looks at me like I'm crazy, but I go.
What are your hopes for this new Pope?
My hopes, personally, I hope that he continues Francis's priorities of inclusion, of not being caught in the trappings and the money of the biggest church in the world, but to actually to use that money to serve and to include people who are marginalized. That's my, and he began that. And listen, when you have 2/3 of the cardinals picking the new pope that Francis appointed, that's how you transform a church. That's how you do it.
80% of the 133 were mm-hmm. appointed by Francis.
Yeah. So they need 89 votes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including, I think, Paul Rasmussen said there were five countries that never had representation with a cardinal before something,
there it is.
But it's a big deal.
Geographically, it's unprecedented.
All right, coming up, our mayoral debate, a preview starting at 9 with Michael Bartley. Lenny McAllister will join me at 9:30, a full hour. Then we'll do kind of a post-game breakdown.
Oh, that'll be fun, too. This is going
to
be fun.
John Delano will be joining you. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. Mike Hutchinson. And he's been to Dubai. He's been to the Middle East.
You know, I heard you talking about Dr. Mike being there.
Disney is opening a theme park in Abu Dhabi.
Dr. Mike could get us in there.
That's what I'm going to ask for free
Come
tickets.
On, tell him.
Because he knows. Wait till you hear, Michael. He knows the Sheikh.
He had an interview with the Sheikh.
Oh, he had a sit down. We're going to ask him.
I'll go if Ellen Gamble goes. Ellen, you don't even miss me. I'm sad.
Harry Richard and Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, every Thursday at this time, we look forward to our conversations with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Dr. Mike on the radio with our live stream. Go to kdkradio.com. Hi, Doc. Looking good.
Hey.
Brought to you by
good morning.
Metropolitan Window Company. And, Doc, before we get into some questions, we have a question for you about your travels to the Middle East. Yesterday, Disney announced a new theme park, first time in 15 years, and this one is going to be in Abu Dhabi. And I know you've been all over the Middle East, and I kind of bragged to Paul and Aaron that you were friends with the Sheikh over there.
Well, the ruler of Dubai, I've been a guest several times, but the Abu Dhabi, I mean, I guarantee if they're putting up a Disney World, it's going to be technologically advanced. They have so much money over there. It's like but I'm sure it'll be nice.
I know that the ruler wanted to meet you to talk about your work with stem cells over the years with thoroughbred racehorses, which they own many, and racing camels.
And racing camels, and we did a lot of work with them on reproduction as well in camels. So it was, it was a great experience. It was one of those things that stem cells prevailed, and you know, people hear about that worldwide, and they want to know the cutting edge stuff.
But just from a personal side, share a little bit about meeting the ruler the first time with Paul.
You know, he's a very nice man, and I know people go through their life in Dubai and never meet the ruler, but, you know, obviously I felt privileged to meet him and to help, but he was just a very kind man, and he loves his horses, loves his camels, and I mean truly loves them. It's that he's concerned when a horse races and takes sixth place, usually the owners aren't that interested in it. He's over there kissing that horse and happy with that horse just as if it were, the winner. So I noticed those things when people are around their animals. And so I just felt like he was like you and me with our pets.
Yeah, and I told Paul that they told you probably won't actually talk to the ruler. They'll be there for 15 minutes. But he talked to you for like 45 minutes straight.
Yeah, he started telling me stories because I had an experience with some camel milk for the first time. And then I was drinking tea, and he says, "You know what's in that?" And I almost spit it out. No, what's in that?
All right.
You know, I'm curious to know.
It was the camel milk.
Dr. Mike, I'm curious to know about the getting there and the getting back. What kind of a toll does that take? That's a long flight.
Yeah, you can't get a direct flight unless you go out of New York or Atlanta. So it's always a long. I mean, I've had trips where it's a 14-hour flight from Atlanta, and I've had trips where I come back and it takes 38 hours because of you got to stop here, you got to stop here. It's just, it all depends when you leave, how far in advance, and I don't sleep on planes anyways, so I just watch movies or try to find somebody to talk to.
Oh wow! All right, well, let's get to the questions.
Dr. Mike, Kayla in Oakmont has observed her dog stool is occasionally soft and then sometimes normal, but he's happy and alert all the time. Is that a concern?
Well, I like hearing he's happy and alert all the time. The first thing I think about is maybe a dietary issue. Rule out fecal disturbance. Your veterinarian will want to do a fecal sample, make sure there's no parasites. But when it's off and on, I start thinking of diet first or a mild gut imbalance. I'm not overly concerned, but if it continues, see your vet, and they can help you with that to try to get the gut back into balance.
That's good, Mike, because that's pretty much how it is for me, too. All right, Sam in Upper St. Clair, can you explain the safest way to clean my pet's ears at home? Can I cause more trouble than it's worth?
Yeah, that's a good question. The first and most important thing is if that ear is red and smelly, see your vet first. Don't try to clean that because it's probably just going to hurt like crazy, and I wouldn't do that. You know, let your vet do that. And the other rule is don't use Q-tips. I know that surprises people. Don't use them. Get a cotton ball or a piece of gauze. Get a vet-approved ear cleaning solution and fill up the ear canals until they overflow. Then massage the base of the ear for about 15 to 20 seconds. Let them shake. Watch your eyes. And then dry out the excess on the ear flap and as far as your finger will reach. But don't use Q-tips and you won't get into trouble. And that's the best, safest way I can tell you to do it.
Rachel in Robinson wants to know about her dog is waking up at 3 a.m. to go out, and she can't get him to sleep through the night. This is a new problem until recently.
Well, she didn't mention if it was urine or defecation, so let's make sure we check for UTIs first, urinary tract infections first, and then digestive issues secondly, if that's the problem. But the best bedtime routine you can have for your pet is to let them out right before you go to bed if they're waking up in the night to go out, right before you go to bed. And don't feed them for a good 3 hours before bedtime. And if they're drinking excessive water, see your veterinarian. That would be a symptom that maybe something else is going on. But try that change in bedtime routine. And then make sure you're giving them mental and physical stimulation throughout the day. Tire them out a bit and play games with them. Let them have fun because fun is great mental stimulation for every pet and every person.
And Paul and I and Aaron, frankly, want to know, Doc, can you get us free tickets from the ruler for Disney's new theme park down the road?
Well, I was a guest of the ruler of Abu Dhabi, but I didn't get to meet him. I only got to meet the ruler of Dubai several times, but it's a, I don't have that connection, unfortunately.
Oh, well, maybe we can rekindle it down the road. As always, though, thank you for your time this morning, and tell Beth we wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Well, we'll do. Thank you. Same to Cindy.
All right.
Good seeing you both.
The great Dr. Mike Hutchinson. You can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
News desk. No Pope yet. Black smoke from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel for a second time after today's votes.
The drama of the centuries-old papal conclave is spilling into the digital world, with contenders drawing millions of dollars in online gambling wagers.
Well, I would say that's the state of the world right now, where they're gambling on who the next pope will be.
The two Democrats who want to be mayor of Pittsburgh will debate on KDK Radio this morning.
The contentious Democratic primary has had several hot-button issues ranging from crime in the city to affordable housing.
And we will have a chance to do that. I'm looking forward to the conversation, and I know both men, but I've never seen them in the same room together, live and in person.
And 55,000 fans are expected tonight for a concert at Acrisure Stadium featuring AC/DC.
And I thought this might be a good idea, where you put up a chimney stack above Acrisure, and if gold smoke comes out, that means Aaron Rodgers has signed as quarterback.
Well, at least that gives the sports media something to do for the next few weeks, right?
I mean, they got Pyrotechnico doing all this stuff. Apparently, it's going to be a big show, and Colin Dunlap will be there for his show starting at 2 on the North Shore. So check in with Colin before you go to the concert with AC/DC.